Quasimodo paused under the great porch and looked back. His large feet seemed as firmly rooted in the pavement of the cathedral as its massive pillars. He held the trembling girl hanging limply from his rough hands, carrying her with care as if afraid of hurting her. On the square, the crowd was shouting again and again,
"Sanctuary! Sanctuary!"
They knew that within the walls of Notre Dame, the condemned girl could not be touched. It was a place of refuge. Human law dared not cross its threshold. Then Esmeralda opened her eyes. She looked at Quasimodo and immediately closed them again as if horror-struck at the sight of her deliverer. Quasimodo clasped her closely in his arms. She was his treasure. His single eye looked down on her and showered her with tenderness and pity. The crowd stamped their feet with enthusiasm. Quasimodo felt himself proud and strong. He, the lowest of the low, had snatched the victim from the executioners, the judges, all the might of the King of France. He turned and went into the church with his burden. In seconds, he had disappeared from sight.